I'm Kitty Hogan. And what?
It's dope. What are you listening to?
And I'm listening to Beyond the Barbell. I'm listening? Wait, I'm listening to it?
You're telling people what they're listening to.
And you're listening.
Yeah. You can do it again. Go ahead.
I'm Katie Hogan, and you're listening to Beyond the Barbell.
All right, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I'm Blair Morrison, and fittingly for a Reebok podcast, we are sitting at the Reebok Athlete Summit, poolside in the cabana. I'm joined by Lindy Barber. Thank you for being here, Lindy.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead and run down for our listeners some of your accomplishments in CrossFit, right? You've been an individual, you've been on a team, and since the last time we talked to you, things have changed.
Yes, things definitely have changed a little bit. I was an individual competitor at the CrossFit Games in 2013. I missed it in 2014, and then I qualified again as an individual in 2015. And then at the end of 2015, I accepted a position on CrossFit Mayhem Freedom's team. And then in 2016, when we competed at the Games, we won. So then last year, we won the Games.
You're a champion.
Yeah.
So that's great. I accepted a position on the team.
Yep.
Across the Mayhem's team. So is this like a position that a lot of people apply for? And there's like a rigorous interview process?
It was a position that they had a female athlete who did not want to do it again. She was 40 years old. She was a full-time mom, had a full-time job, so she knew that she couldn't compete again. So it was a position that they were looking to fill, and I know that they had talked to a couple other people. And then when through the grapevine, they kind of found out that I was interested in becoming on the team or being on the team. I got a message from Rich and then went down to train with the team for a weekend, and then it was all kind of set in stone after that.
Right. And this weekend, you actually relayed a story of that first workout that you did when you came.
Oh, yes, I did.
Right. You want to retell that story?
Sure. So I was a soccer player my entire life. So I had, when I came into CrossFit, I had a whole bunch of leg strength, a good amount of core strength, a good amount of, you know, like deadlifts, squats, that kind of stuff I could do. And the gym that I first learned at taught me pretty quickly straight into kipping muscle ups and kipping pull ups, which then by my fault is not became strict work before that did not become a strength of mine because I was able to kip everything. So then why do it strict? So when I got to Mayhem and over the last couple of years, I've started to really work on strict work, except for the fact that I'm still not very good at it. I feel like I'm very behind. So my very first workout, my very first actual Metcon at CrossFit Mayhem last January as my first real training day, as the first part of the team, we did 5 rounds. It was a main site workout, and it was 5 rounds for time of 20 strict pull-ups and 20 strict dips. And as soon as he said that, I was like, okay. Like, I knew I was going to be super far behind. I knew I was going to be doing down to singles on the strict pull-ups and maybe twos on the strict dips. So Rich finished. I finished, I don't know, 32 minutes something later. And I was like, please don't cut me. Like, I swear. I'm better than this. I'll help you. Like, you invested in the right person. Don't judge anything based off this first workout. But it was kind of like, we're going to bring you in and we're going to tear you down as soon as you get here, unknowingly. But then everything got better from there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It couldn't get any worse.
It couldn't get any worse. Exactly. At that point, I was like, okay, well, as long as we start with this, they can only get better from here.
Right. And if you're coming in saying, oh, these are my two worst things, well, they probably have a good idea that you're going to struggle. And it's like, hey, is she going to, you know, cry in the corner and quit, or is she just going to just chip away at it and stay till it's done, right?
Yeah. And I told Rich that from the very beginning. I was like, listen, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. It may not be the fastest. I'm not going to beat everybody, but like whatever kind of work you tell me to do, I'm in and I'll complete all of it. And I've been like that to this day. So I think he respects that at least.
And I mean, having Rich as the leader of the team, I mean, in most team scenarios, like the tone, right, of a training session is dictated by the leader,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Maybe you can speak a little bit to that. Like, what's the tone of your guys' training sessions? What sort of example does Rich set? And how did that contribute to you guys going on and winning the CrossFit Games?
Yeah. So before I came in, I was very nervous, honestly, because I didn't know what to expect. I'd never trained specifically with a team before, nor did I train with a team that had just won and was looking to repeat their title. So I was really nervous. I knew that I had felt like going into it that it was going to be pretty intense, that every session was going to be really high intensity, that he expected a whole lot out of everyone, and if I messed up, that it was going to be known and essentially punished because I just didn't know how it was going to work. So I was kind of expecting it to be like a ruthless competition day every single day that I went. And when I got there, I was honestly very like pleasantly surprised to learn and to get into the routine that it's pretty chill. Like we work out a lot, but we also like just hang out and mess around and joke around a lot too. And that comes from Rich being extremely modest and humble into the fact that he knows that he's really good at what he's doing and he's very passionate about it. But he also is very understanding that it's just exercise and it's just working out and everyone's working really hard. So he kind of brings the persona and tells us constantly, you're fit enough to do this. Like have a good time with it. Enjoy the fact that we just all get to hang out together and just work really hard. And he gives us workouts that always seem like too much. Like we always like, I don't think I can do that. Or that's too much weight. I don't think I can handle it. And he's always like, well, at least try. Like just go for it. And same thing. Like if you finish it, great. We'll figure it out later. But it's better for you to just do it. And don't worry about the time that you get. Just focus on yourself and the workout that you have. And don't worry as much about the pressure filled. And the best part about that is when we go into competition, it's the same feeling. Of course, the nerves and the drama gets a little bit more. But honestly, before every single workout at the games, he's like, go out there and have fun. Every single time. Like we know what we're doing. We know we're fit enough to handle this, so he doesn't put pressure on everyone.
How organized is the program? Is it something that's written out a week in advance, a month in advance, or is it like it is here? We're in the Bahamas. It's like everybody just kind of wanders up to the workout facility and kind of like throws something together.
It's thrown together basically every day. So
every day.
So there's definitely strength cycles that we'll follow. Like if we feel like we need to squat more, we'll find a squat cycle and we'll follow it, or we'll make our own up and follow it 3 days a week, whatever it may be. We follow quite CrossFit weightlifting time in and time out every now and then, just for a couple cycles until either we get bored with it or we feel like we need heavier weights. But when we come in for like Metcon gymnastics wise, it literally is what you've seen on videos and where you like come in, we walk to the whiteboard, we write up some movements, we decide what goes and what's going to be crossed out, and then we make up a Metcon for the day. The only thing that has complete structure for the most part is Chris Hinshaw sends us running workouts. And that's one of the only things that stays super stable. We've also started to swim twice a week, which is actually because of me, but we started to swim twice a week in the fall.
And because you love it or because you need it?
No, because I needed it. Because I very badly needed it. So swimming and running are our most every week consistent workouts that we do. Everything else is kind of hit or miss depending on how we feel and how the week's going and what we have coming up.
And when you guys are putting stuff up on the whiteboard, it's obviously like a democratic process, throwing everything up there and seeing what's going to work well together. But are you guys kind of conscious what you did the day before and like what muscles are sore, that kind of thing? Is that how it goes?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So we kind of decide at the beginning every day, like how long do we want this workout to be? Do we want it to be partner or not? And do we want it to be a chipper or couplet style? So we decide the basics first. Once we've decided, because we know if we did a 20-minute workout yesterday, we don't necessarily need to do another 20-minute workout. We need a fast burner. Or if we know we haven't done a whole lot of pulling this week, then we should really write muscle ups or chest to bars up on the board. So we're very aware of what we've already done, because for the most part, we're all together all the time. So we
right. That's the key piece,
which is huge. Yeah. So I mean, there's four of us. Now five of us that are very consistently together almost 6 days a week. And then we have a couple that have to come in and out based off of their jobs. But I mean, for the most part, we're together all the time and we do all the training. And if we're not together, we send each other whatever the workouts are and then report back with the scores or what we did so that everyone's still on the same page every single day.
Yeah. That's something that I, as a team member, am very envious of.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a great, it's a way to bond and stay on the same page. And it allows you to do that kind of spontaneous programming.
Right.
You know, if like you're not all together, it's really hard to do that. You have to have like a plan because people are going to do it at different times, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
But I like the way that works. It feels more fun.
Honestly. It is fun. Yeah, because we all get kind of an input. I mean, there's definitely some days that we're doing all kinds of weaknesses of mine or we're doing all kinds of weaknesses of someone else's because we are the ones that are putting in the most input that day. But we start to learn each other so well that when it comes to regional workouts or games workouts, it's not very difficult. Last year wasn't super difficult to figure out who should go with who and who should go first, second, and third, because we just know exactly how the other people are going to react to those type of movements because we've seen it and we've done them so many times that it's easy to put pairs together and to try to get the best time because we're so aware of how the other members of the team are going to react to those specific movements.
Now, you said you guys are together 6 days a week. Is that 6 days in a row, train every day and then take a day off?
So for me, we train Monday through Saturday for the most part. Sunday is my day to get away from the gym and to pretend like I don't do CrossFit and to stay out. Rich trains every single day. Matt trains for the most part every day. There's a couple days that he'll take off, but he's also a full-time strength coach at Tennessee Tech. So when he gets back in a season, when school starts back up, he tries to train twice a day in different intervals. But so he may have to take an off day if he's traveling. Ellie comes in every single day. She stays home on the weekends, but she's there Monday through Friday. Kristen comes in Monday through Thursday. Darren is there every single day. So we are, I mean, for the most part, we're together.
They're at CrossFit Mayhem.
Yeah, myself, Rich, Ellie, Darren are all always at CrossFit Mayhem. Matt comes in because he also works in Cookeville, so he comes from his gym to over to us. And Kristen comes in 4 days a week.
And this is, I know when we talked to you last time, you were commuting back and forth, right?
Correct. I was like, living in Louisville and commuting down to Cookeville for 3 or 4 days a week, depending on the time of year.
So you made the move.
Officially, yeah.
Officially.
We moved in August, yes.
Yes, okay. So how did that go down? Like, this is you and your boyfriend, right?
Correct, yeah. We moved down, and we're currently renting a house in Cookeville. So essentially what happened was that last year, I was commuting back and forth. He was finishing up his undergrad degree, so he couldn't come with me. He graduated in May and then started applying to graduate assistant or graduate programs to try to be a GA as a strength and conditioning coach at many programs. He found out, so then we went through the summer. He was still didn't know exactly what was going to happen. I didn't really want to do all the travel again. It was really hard on me, my body, my sleep, my nutrition. Like, everything was just a little bit off, not the way that I would like it to be. Also, it's never fun to be away 5 days every single week from your loved one. So I didn't really want to put him through that again if he was going to apply somewhere else or if he got accepted to a different program. But we have good friends at Cookeville who helped put in a good word for him at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville. So he found out literally 2 days after the games that he had been accepted into the graduate assistantship program at Tennessee Tech, was going to be a strength and conditioning coach alongside of Matt.
So, good friends, meaning the head strength and conditioning coach.
Yep, so we had good people that were also excited about him coming in, excited about him being around, because he has a good background. He played pro hockey. He played semi-pro and pro hockey for 3 years around. Yeah. So,
oh, I'm sure he's super qualified, but it definitely helps, to know the right people.
So he found out that he was going to apply, called me. I was still in California, called me and said he needed to be down there in 2 weeks. So I came home, had a week at home, and then we packed up all of our stuff and moved down to Cookeville at the very beginning of August.
Man, good for you guys.
Yeah, so stars aligned pretty perfectly. Everything worked out well. So then I can be on the team again for this year and next year indefinitely until he gets out of school, and then we kind of figure it out from there.
All right. Well, how are you liking Cookeville?
I like it.
As a permanent resident. Now, because before you were just like a guest.
Right, exactly.
Now you are.
Now we are there. I have an address.
You have an address.
It's official.
That's right.
It's good. I mean, I'm from Louisville, so I'm definitely from Louisville, Kentucky. So I'm from a much bigger city. Cookeville is great. I mean, everyone is wonderful. Everybody knows everybody. Literally, like, the guy that greets me in Walmart knows exactly who Rich and everyone on the team is and knows all about CrossFit Mayhem.
I mean, he's in the Welcome to Cookeville magazine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sign that says Home of Rich Froning, so they know who he is. So that's kind of nice part, is that you feel like you have friends everywhere. If you need help with literally anything, we always know someone that can help you get or whatever services that you're looking for. It's definitely not my forever home. I'm just used to a bigger city. Nashville is close by, but it's not close enough to like go just spend the afternoon. It's like an hour and a half, so to get there and to do something and to come right back is kind of a long trip. So we're definitely gonna not, Cookeville won't be my forever home, but it's great for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, probably nice for your boyfriend, because now it's like you're not just there because of you. Right.
Correct.
It's like you're there for the next 3 years because of him.
Right.
It works well for you.
It ended up working out great for me, but it wasn't a definite until he got that GA position.
But that's nice. That's good balance, I think. All right. So you guys won the CrossFit Games last year. That was the third year in a row for Mayhem.
That was their second year.
Second year in a row for Mayhem. Going for the three-peat.
Yes.
Just even looking around this summit, there's many individual athletes, past individual athletes that are going on a team this year.
Yes.
Right? Christy Atkins is doing a team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer and Austin are doing a team this year up at Reebok CrossFit One.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be trending towards that. A lot of these top level athletes are either, you know, getting a little too beat up by the individual competition or maybe watching how much fun people like you and Rich are, how much fun you're having, and maybe that kind of like following suit. Do you think that's going to continue to be a major trend? And if so, are you a little bit threatened?
Yeah. So the competition is always a good thing, right? You always get better through having a competitor. So I'm not, I mean, of course we're not more nervous, but we're going to be more amped to even train even harder because we know who we have coming after us. I mean, last year we had a lot of people that were calling us out all over the place that they were going to come get us, which only fueled our fire even more. And I think that only gets more, especially when it's two of Rich's really good friends that are constantly saying that they're going to like come get us and challenge us for our title. So I think it only makes it even more fun, honestly. Like, it's obviously going to be harder to not win by however many points, and we might have to duke it out a little bit more, but it'll also make, fingers crossed, the victory even sweeter if you have to really, really compete and it's kind of a nail biter the entire time. So I think it's really cool that more individual athletes are transferring over. I think that it's also awesome that Mayhem, by winning year one and helping out by winning two years in a row, hopefully for three, that has brought a little bit more attention to the team competition, because honestly, the workouts are really hard. Like, it's not like, it's not walking through, they're not super easy. It's not a joke. Like, I was still just as exhausted after the team competition in just a very different way.
Right.
Which is cool. And I think it's awesome that team, that people are coming over. And I definitely think that the games as individuals is getting a lot harder, as it should every single year, but it does take a full-time job every second of your life dedicated to getting there and especially to winning. So it is a little more fun on the team side because at least you're doing it with five other people. You're just as dedicated. You're still working just as hard, but you have five other people that are dedicated to it alongside of you and not just you and your like lonely individual competition.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think from a training perspective, it feels like the time, even though maybe the time is the same, let's say like you're going to spend 2 hours in a session on your own for an individual spot or 2 hours as a team, maybe you might even spend more with a team, but for some reason, like, you're just more capable of doing it with other people.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Like, I don't know if it's just, if it's all psychological or what, but it doesn't feel like it's as of a beatdown, as much of a beatdown.
Yeah. So I tell people all the time, I think at the end of 2016, I think I was a much fitter individual on that team than I was in 2015 when I actually competed at the games as an individual. And I think that's because when you're on a team, in situations like where you, the three of you are trying to complete a certain amount of reps and you figure out that it can be split into five, let's say like muscle ups, for example, if I get up on those rings and my team is expecting me to do five muscle ups, I don't have a choice but to come down until I've completed my fifth rep. And if I do, then everything else gets messed up. So it almost like pushes you a little bit more to complete things that you don't necessarily think, if you were an individual and I had to do that many muscle ups, then I might be like, threes is good enough and I could just move on. Except for in this pack, you are pushed because there are people behind you expecting you to do the amount of work that you said that you can do. So it pushes you a little bit further, and it doesn't almost, it still hurts, but it almost doesn't hurt as bad because you know that you are completing the work for other people. You're getting the job done for them.
Right. And in a lot of these workouts where the workload is shared, you are getting, you're getting a break.
Exactly. It's so you can huge, work harder for that right. shorter amount of time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it becomes more of an intensity thing, right?
Yes.
Rather than with the individual, it's like, don't bonk. Don't go too hard because yeah. you need to do more. With the team, it's like, go as hard as you can and then let somebody else pick up the slack. And then how quick can you recover?
Yeah.
You know?
Which, I mean, and honestly, sometimes the break is, yes, a break, but it's the same amount of break that I would have had as an individual, just calculated. Just nothing would be happening while I was breaking. So I might be doing three muscles and three muscle ups, but as a team, I'm doing five and five with the same amount of break because I would have just rested as an individual thinking it's okay. But the rest is essentially complete because you only can rest as long as your team is working, and then you have to get back up there. If no one's working, then you're wasting time. So you kind of just can't stand there and look at the rings and count for 10 because you have to get back up there.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think for some reason that style of training just doesn't break me down as much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can, like if I were to hang out with Rich, you know, here and work out with him every time he's working out, like Austin is doing, or, you know, Ben is doing, he just loves to work out so much and it's always so fun. And like coming up the workouts is great, but they're, most of them are team workouts and like
yeah.
pair stuff and on off stuff. But it's just so much over the course of a full day. I think this is probably more than you guys would normally do, right?
Like at home?
Yeah. Or is it comparable?
It's probably comparable. I mean, I haven't been with him every single day that we've been here,
right.
but I would say it's comparable. I mean, so, we do a lot of like partner stuff. We do a lot of team stuff, and then we lift, and then we break, and then we'll run or swim, and then we'll come back and do another Metcon. And it's the same kind of thing. We do a lot of partner, a lot of team stuff, but it's, I mean, you're just as exhausted at the end of those.
You're just like moving all the time.
You're just moving all the time. So the volume ends up being the same as if I was doing it as an individual, but it's more fun. you enjoy it more.
Yeah.
And you don't want to miss out. You don't want to leave someone hanging. You want to complete it. If everyone else is doing, then you're definitely going to go in there and do it with them. And the intensity's not as high. Because if I was an individual, I only had, because I was working at, like, full time at the same time, I only had 2 hours in the afternoon and maybe 1 hour in the morning to be able to get in the amount that I needed. So I think my intensity as an individual was higher overall, but the volume was a little bit less. So I like worked really hard in the 2 hours to get as much done. And here we're doing more things, but the intensity has to be a little bit lower because the volume is higher.
So what else is going on in your life? Like, are you coaching at Mayhem? Is that like your quote unquote day job?
No, actually. So I am doing a lot of the inputting and behind the scenes stuff for the What's Rich Doing online program.
Okay.
So I'm doing a lot of the inputting, and I have our Freedom Women training, which is in addition to it's essentially what the ladies are doing with the ladies weights. And we do extra gymnastics. And then in January, I actually just launched my own, off of my own website, a core strengthening program for anyone in the world that wants to participate that maybe has low back problems or just feels like they need to get their core stronger, so that I am being their personalized coach. So I'm doing a lot of online programming for specialized core strength for a lot of people as well.
Now, did you choose that particular area of the body because when you were hurt that year, that's what was lacking?
I did. Exactly. So I feel like I can speak to, I understand the back problems that a lot of people have. Clearly, I don't have the exact same back problems that everyone has, but it's all roughly in the world of CrossFit. You're going to have the same kind of aches and pains, and the same kind of core strengthening stuff is going to help you with the quarter extremity movements. So we got to get that core strong first. So because I've done so many trial and errors of my own, and I've gone through so many different things, and I've gone through so many ups and downs, I feel like I have a good idea to be able to help other people and understand them and hear them out when they're getting frustrated through their training, because I've been through all that. I've done it all, literally all of it, and felt all the same feelings. So I want to help people in that same way to make them believe and not give up on their own CrossFit and make them believe that everything that they want to achieve is still possible no matter what injury they've gotten through.
What are some of the more common issues that you see?
So there's lots of discs. I mean, lots of herniated discs, lots of bulging discs. There's a lot of people that have a lot of pain in their hips, which I actually think is just coming from but those same people haven't been adjusted in a long time. So I think that there's a little twisting happening. And people that don't have low core strength, when they ask them, send me videos of some specific movements, they're all really either hyperextended or their ribs are flared out. So they just haven't learned how to actually engage their core through movements yet. So I think there's just a lot of extra pressure happening on their low spine.
Is this a free service or a paid service?
It is a paid service.
Okay. I'm gonna try to refer to you a girl.
Okay.
From my gym.
Yeah.
She's on my team. She's a very promising athlete, but she has a hyperextended lumbar.
Yes.
And it's really hard for her to fix it, especially when the weight gets heavy on jerks. It's one of the uglier ones.
Yep. Overhead squats.
Like, she's blessed with pretty good ankle mobility,
yeah.
So she can kind of like compensate for it on the overhead squats. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, of course.
I might send her
my way.
Yeah. I might send her your way.
I would love to help her. I have three levels. There's an essential, an advanced, and a premium. The essentials is just three basic days of core programming that anyone can do in their own gym. There's just a warm-up, a specific core warm-up, a strength, and then a stretch at the end for 3 days. And then there's the advanced, which get me as their coach, but they get one email response a week. I'll give them 5 days of programming, whatever type of programming they want. And then the premium, who get my actual phone number, and they can have constant contact all throughout the week at any time.
Actual phone number.
My real phone number.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes.
Direct contact.
So like, I have 11 right now. I have 11 between my advanced and premiums, and then 53-ish of the essentials. So I'm hoping to continue to reach as many people as possible just to make their own CrossFit lives better.
And the premium program, do you communicate mostly through emojis?
Exclusively, actually.
So you got to like decode what Lindy's emojis
exactly.
mean.
Exactly. I sent him a cheat sheet in the beginning. Yeah.
Well, that's super cool. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
That's
so
really
I'm really
cool.
excited about that. But that's become my day job at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. And then the rest of the team, you said Matt has his job as a strength and conditioning coach.
Yep.
Rich is independently wealthy. So
exactly.
He just kinda
Rich is rich and does what he does.
Does what he does.
Yep.
What about the rest of the team?
So Ellie is working on her own clothing line called Ellie K. And so she's trying to design sports bras and all kinds of athletic gear that is recyclable and really eco-friendly. So
recyclable?
Yeah. So she's trying to find materials that can be made from other recycled products. And I I don't know exactly what all those are because she's having a little hard time finding American
like a
companies that do that.
Sports bra.
I think it comes from like old plastics that can be like really tore down
right.
and to back to their elements and then put back together with some kind of other satin or something in it. But so she's working on that, working really hard on that. Kristen is a full-time coach at a gym in Nashville. Or sorry, she's part-time this year at a gym in Nashville. And Darren is the head coach and full-time at CrossFit Mayhem. And then me. Yeah.
That's it. You got all
six. That's it. That's all six. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So that's cool. So a lot of, a couple of people that are employed outside, but a lot of you guys are doing your own things, which makes it very flexible with your time.
Which is helpful. Yeah. To the training aspect.
Yeah. Gets you guys together a lot. All right. Well, do you have like looking forward to this year, you know, it's hard to be too critical of yourself on a year that you won.
Yeah.
Right. But what are the things that you personally are trying to improve on as an athlete? And, like, are there any new techniques that you're using to kind of get those things done?
Yeah. So last year at the games, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone who watched, is that our females struggled on the pegboard. So because of the way – and not this is not to Rich's fault, but the way that we program, he doesn't necessarily program things that we are bad at. So we have to suggest those things if we have weaknesses because he doesn't have very many. So there's not hardly anything that he's bad at. So he doesn't think like, I need to do legless row climbs more. We should do strict pull-ups more. We need to do more of this. So that kind of gymnastic stuff is what I added in my off season because my strict pull, just like what we were talking about earlier with the strict pull-ups, but even a strict muscle-up or any kind of above the bar hold was lacking. And I could tell that just from basic gymnastics, weakness that I had. So I contacted Dave Durante and asked him, what is happening? Like, why can't I climb the pegboard? I can do 10 kipping muscle-ups in a row, but I can't get up that peg up and down that pegboard once. So he sent me a whole bunch of lists of just strict tempo, what would consider to be super boring gymnastic work, but is very important into the female side of ours to make sure that we don't have a problem with the pegboard or legless rope climbs or anything like that anymore. So we've been a lot of working in the off season of that strict gymnastic, making sure that we can handle these movements so that when it comes to season, we don't have to worry about it anymore. And then we can all go back to training together and not worry about all the weaknesses that we have. So that's probably the main thing that I've added in.
Okay. So the off season training looks different. It's a little more individualized.
We're still together for whoever's there, but you don't have to be there 4 days a week. We don't have to all be together right. for that amount of time. So it's a little bit more whatever you guys want to do. And it's not as structured into we're sending every single workout that we're doing to each other because we're all trying to work on the things that we can and travel. We all travel a ton in the off season because we can't travel a lot from February to now August. It is this year. So it's a little bit more all over the place, but it's now started straight back up because we're back to January now.
And you're ready for it, right?
I am. I'm super excited. Yeah. I mean, I had such a good time last year that I didn't want to leave. I wanted to do it again. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to compete again with these guys.
Well, that's awesome. We'll definitely be rooting for you.
Thank you.
If people out there want to find you and maybe follow your core program.
Yes.
Or, Women of CrossFit Mayhem program or any of these other things that you're doing, where can they find you?
So you can find me on both Facebook and Instagram at Lindy Barber. Super simple. The Freedom Women Training is on whatsrichdoing.com. You can find, there's like a whole subsection that's all about the Freedom Women Training. And then my personalized programming is lindybarber.com. Again, very simple. And as soon as you go on there, there's all kinds of headings and you can find it all out. And under the programming tab is where you can read about the different types of programming and then sign up. You can also email me at trainingwithlindy@gmail.com if you have any questions about the programming or want to know more about it, and then I can get back to you as soon as I weigh in.
Awesome. All right, guys, and make sure you follow us at BTB Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, especially for this episode.
Absolutely.
And stay tuned because we'll keep giving you guys great content, great stuff, and we'll be following Lindy on her quest for the repeat.
Quest
and
for the three-peat.
The team's three-peat.
The team's three-peat, my repeat, yes.
All right, thanks, Lindy.
Thank you so much.